A reading from the Gospel of Mark. On leaving the synagogue, he went with James and John straight to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law had gone to bed with fever, and they told him about her straight away. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were possessed by devils. The whole town came crowding round the door, and he cured many who were suffering from diseases of one kind or another. He also cast out many devils, but he would not allow them to speak because they knew who he was. In the morning, long before dawn, he got up and left the house and went off to a lonely place and prayed there. Simon and his companions set out in search of him. And when they found him, they said, "Everybody is looking for you." He answered, "Let us go elsewhere, to the neighboring country towns, so that I can preach there too, because that is why I came." And he went all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out devils. The Gospel of the Lord. I spend a fair bit of my time on what you might call God stuff now. It wasn't always like that. My first career was in education, and before that, it was study, and it was a long time before I began to detect a call to make some changes in my life. Only very slowly, and largely because of discernment pointed at me by other people, I began to see that what I was doing, even in the day-to-day work of the time, was drawing me closer to the work of God. I'm still discovering just where this is leading to. I'm a pretty slow learner, and it has taken me a life to get this far. Jesus seems to have had a bit of a struggle too, deciding just where he was headed. He had apparently moved out of the little mountain village of Nazareth to the lakeside town of Capernaum, where four of his friends lived. As a good Jew, he attended the local synagogue, and there he surprised the elders by how well he knew the Hebrew scriptures. He also discovered that he had certain powers of healing that he could put to good use for people. Today's gospel reading seems a simple little story near the beginning of Mark's gospel, but in fact, three quite remarkable things are going on here. The first involves Jesus taking an extraordinary step, one right out of left field. Healing Peter's mother-in-law might not seem much, but hey, a rabbi touching the hand of a woman not of his family? A rabbi touching a sick person? And on a Sabbath? It's hard to think of anything more designed to outrage the social mores of the time. It was the sort of behavior that would later get him into serious trouble with the Jewish authorities. But already, right here in chapter 1 of Mark, Jesus had already determined that whatever his future had in store, he would not be constrained by social rules that denigrated people because of their sex or their state of health. Secondly, his remarkable ability to bring healing and wholeness to people had been noticed by the inhabitants of the area, and he soon found himself called on to stand beside the poor and disadvantaged, the tormented and the distressed. He could not turn his face away from suffering and oppression. So he has also determined that his future will involve bringing wholeness and freedom to people. Ooh, that's a lot of self-discovery in a short time. But it seems he still has no clear idea of just where his life is heading. Is he to remain here in this little village by the lake, where Peter and his family are fishermen? Or should he look further afield? Should he build an army? Challenge the Jewish priestly caste? Take on the Romans? Not easy to make a decision like that. No wonder, then, that he decides he needs some time to himself. And that's the third notable happening in this reading. You can guarantee that whenever Jesus has to make a decision, he takes time out. Happens in several places in the Gospels. And what does he do in his time out? He listens. This is his opportunity to reflect on his experience in the synagogue, to consider the gift he seems to have in dealing with disturbed and sick people, to reflect on how it felt to make Peter's mother-in-law well. And God helped him to clarify his calling. That was my problem and why it took me so long to come to where I am now. I found it hard to listen to God and to hear God's call. But Jesus listened and learned and acted. "Let's go," he said to his four friends. "We've got work to do." Well, I guess we can't claim to have special talents like the healing and the understanding that Jesus have. These are divine attributes. But we all have talents of one kind or another, even if it's just being able to give our time or our smile. And we can all refuse to let ourselves feel dislike or fear towards the people in our community that many folk are wary of, the solo mother, the AIDS victim, the foreigner, the disabled. With a smile, we can turn an outcast into an incast. And most important, we can practice listening to God's voice. Sometimes that requires great patience. God does not always answer our questions just when and how we would like. But God does lead us on, and the leading is always closer to our fellow human beings and closer to God.